Welcome to Hicham Sharaf, the former Egyptian Prime Minister and head of the African Union Election Monitoring Mission in Libya. Welcome to the programme, sir.
Thank you very much.
How has your monitoring mission in Libya gone?
Very well. The mission objectives was to see and observe whether the condition existed for the conduct of election that allow people of Libya to freely express their will, assess and determine whether the elections were conducted in accordance with the legal framework for elections in Libya, and finally assess whether the final results reflect the will of the Libyan people. So within these three objectives, actually, I believe that the mission sees that things went very well, except, of course, some troubled areas in the east and maybe in the south. But for the location we visited, we found very good preparation and massive turnout of voters.
Do you think the security during the elections raises maybe bigger questions about the internal security in Libya itself, in places like Benghazi and Ajdabiya?
I know that there were some security problems there, but first of all, you know, in Tripoli, in the area that we covered, six regions out of the 13, security level was near perfect. But for the areas that you mentioned, I know that there are some troubles because the idea of federalism versus one Libya, this is something really, you know, that goes back. So as I can see it, once, you know, you have a successful or near successful elections, these issues will diminish with time.
So you think the questions about the makeup of the assembly, you don't think they're likely to remain a problem in the future and the number of seats that the East will be given in the new assembly?
Our mission is actually to look at what is going on the day, the 7th of July. We don't look at what preceded that or what coming after that day, because there is a lot of things maybe, you know, affected the perception of people, what's going on. But I personally believe that once they have the General National Congress, there will be always some differences in the beginning. And remember that there will be four elections to come within the next year. So I believe some of the differences can be reconciled in the future.
Given your experiences on the ground, we've started to see results coming in. Do you expect any isolated problems like we had in the polling in terms of the reaction to the results?
Again, on the areas that we covered, I don't think so, because things were very clear. The turnout of people was very high, and the people in the street was actually celebrating the idea of elections. Actually, they didn't care much about who wins, but, you know, about the idea of having the election by itself. So I don't think there will be major problems with the results.
This is the first election in Libya in decades. What can you tell us about the political awareness of Libyans? How educated do you think Libyans are in terms of the process, the structure, and political understanding?
Of course, there will be need to increase awareness and, if I may say, education about the election process itself. But really what really compensates that in this particular election is the very high level of desire of the Libyan people to participate. Also, the official and personnel in the election stations, they were very friendly and positive. But I personally see that there are some comments and some suggestions that can improve the elections to come, especially that the elections to come are very critical to one referendum for the constitution and three other elections. And the more you go, the seriousness is higher. So I believe that should be some kind of reorganization of the education and awareness of people.
One voter that we spoke to in Benghazi, he described the feeling having the indelible ink on his finger. He told us it was a delicious feeling. But at the same time, turnout is thought to be 60%. Shouldn't we have expected a higher turnout given the possibly historic nature of these elections?
Yes. In Tripoli, I believe that the area, you know, that we covered, especially I personally moving from station to station, and I believe based on my observation that in Tripoli, the turnout is maybe around 80%, but maybe the country average is maybe by less than that, of course, because the turnout in areas like in the east and in the south is not as in the west in Tripoli. But anyway, 60% or 50%, this is a turnout percent actually that not happened in a lot of countries.